Had a chance to watch the film with the coaches and a lot of clips with the players, but it comes back to just a really good team effort by everybody. You know, I think it's a good illustration for us. We talked last week about straining to be their best instead of striving, taking another level, but really have strong conviction on that. And I thought our guys did a really good job of that. We talk about our style to play with great enthusiasm, great effort, great toughness, and playing smart. All those areas were displayed in the game. And so that was another cool illustration. I think it also had a chance to display our character. Going out and battling the whole game. Same things that we've been seeing as a coaching staff and the people in this building have been seeing, I think, demonstrated. And it is really cool, that part of it. So now the lesson is staying in the zone. You know, appreciate it. And, you know, we talked about reveling in it for a little bit. But after we watch the tape, it's over. And we appreciate what took place, but it's back to work. Have humility. So that we can recognize the things, the improvement that needs to take place to ensure that we get better. But overall, a good opportunity yesterday, and really appreciate what took place.
How many losses are possible?
Well, it's a big loss. You know, it's been really playing really well lately. He's been playing well ever since I've been here, but I think he's really come into his own, really understands the defense now, really takes total command of the defense. And so that'll be a difficult one. But, you know, we've got some guys that will step up. That's what this league's all about. And, you know, I think we'll be okay.
Haas stayed in the game and went back in the game with a torn pec.
Yeah, I know. He's incredible. He's, you know, just his toughness and what he means to the team. It's tough, you know, because he is talented and he's a captain of our team and a leader. So, you know, it's to downplay that part of it wouldn't be fair to him. So important part, but I do believe that we'll have guys step up.
Yesterday's performance by the defense, how close was that to what you had envisioned the defense?
Well, you know what, we talk about just everybody going to be their best and then displaying our style and, you know, play hard, play fast, play together. And by doing that, hopefully we take care of the Sweet Six that we talk about. And the Sweet Six, the stop the run, the affect the quarterback, the red zone, the money down, all about the ball, all those things were a check mark on the defensive side. So I thought that was pretty good illustration to say, hey, if you just go out there and play hard, fast, and together, somehow these things take care of themselves. And we were able to illustrate that.
Back to Puzz Lesley for a minute. Who needs to pick up that leadership void? Is it Geno Hayes? Are you confident JT can communicate everything properly?
Well, I think it's a group effort. I think, you know, everybody has different leadership style. Puzz was not really a vocal type leader. He led by his actions and his demeanor and how he took care of himself. And so hopefully the lessons he's taught many of our players, they'll buy into and continue to own it, and they'll demonstrate it. So I think it'll be a group effort.
The two-minute drill just before half kind of showed that Blake's might be a guy that, you mean, he may be off for a while, but when you kind of need him, he can kind of.
Yeah, I thought that part was really good. I mean, obviously, would we throw 7 passes on first and second down? I think something like that, not including third down the first half. But of those, we had an interception, and then on third down, we had an interception. So he went through a lot, you know, as far as that's concerned. But for him to bounce back and handle the 2 minute like he did, that's not surprising. He's got as in the game, I think he has a short memory as far as that. I think he gets by it and moves on really quickly. I think after the game and today, he kind of goes through it, you know, and he kind of challenges himself, what could I have done better? I know in my conversation with him, where before, I think it's coming to him at right before the play happens when he's going, and right before he throws the ball, it's like, oh, you know, maybe I shouldn't have thrown that. Where before, it was just, I'm throwing it, oh, it's an interception. So to me, he's building a conscience about it.
Some prosperity now for
right.
How do you think they? How do you think your guys will handle it? How they need to handle it?
Well, I think that we had fun yesterday, and I think we enjoyed it. And today we enjoyed it. So I'm really looking forward to see how we do handle it. you know, with a younger team and, you know, to have fun and all that. Now, how quickly can we, you know, can we learn a lot in these film sessions? And, you know, how will we approach it? Will I see him back in here first thing or even tonight or tomorrow watching film? And they understand now this is, I mean, whether we lost some games or won, they were building this routine. And, it's gotten better and better every week. It'll be interesting to see what takes place tomorrow.